So, you guys think you can pull one over on me, huh? Huh? You got everybody synced to the same bullshit story.
This isn't bullshit. This is a Pershing missile chip.
It's Chet. My name is Chet. And I didn't think it was a whale's dick, honey.
They are currently not on my deletion list because they do have magic within them.
3, 2, 1.
And here we go, 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 go.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Not Another Nerdy Podcast, episode number 11. My name is Tom Van Zandt. I am your host, and with me, as always, are my magical and my metal co-hosts, Mr. D-Rock, Derek Mitris.
Apple, you say you're practically magic? Well, guess what? We are magic.
Hell yeah. And a special guest this week. He was with us a couple of weeks ago, filling in for Mr. Money, and he's back again with us tonight. Everyone, please welcome the farmer, Iron Mike.
Yeah, a.k.a. Tom's Watto statue, whatever.
No, I didn't introduce you that way. I don't think you're Watto statue anymore. I don't think you are Watto statue, so I'm not going to accuse you of such things.
Well, it's nice to be here. Thanks, Tom.
Nice to have you.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. And
here comes the money.
The man who brings us the money, the one and only, Mr. J. Money.
Derek, Tom, Farmer Iron Mike. I knew you'd come.
What's going on, boys? How are we doing this week?
Great.
Tired.
Doing good.
Awesome. Well, we've made it to episode number 11. We are rocking and rolling now, aren't we?
Lucky number 11.
That's right. Well, tonight is the Oscars. We've been watching it in the background, and we've got a couple of surprising wins already. The Suicide Squad won an Oscar, didn't it, Money?
Yeah, for best makeup.
That's interesting.
Hey, if it was going to win something, I guess that would have to be it, right?
Sure wouldn't be best screenplay.
No, or best special effects.
Yeah, that's special effects.
Or best villain.
Who was the villain in Suicide Squad? Enchantress, I guess?
No,
Enchantress' brother.
Oh, he was awful.
Yeah, it looked like PS2 graphics. That was really bad.
Looked like a reject from Tron Legacy.
Uh-huh.
The day glow, glow-in-the-dark bodysuit. I don't know what was going on there. It was very, very strange.
That was really, really bad.
Mm-hmm. And Jungle Book won, what, best visual effects? Or
yep, beat out Star Wars.
Beat out Rogue One, which is surprising. I thought for sure Rogue One would win just for the Grand Moff Tarkin CGI. But
a lot of people didn't like that, though, for some reason.
No, it was just off-putting because you knew the guy was dead. But it was pretty good. It was well done.
Charming to the last.
All right, well, before we get into what we're going to discuss this week on Not Another Nerdy Podcast, why don't you give all those knotheads all the info they need to find all things Not Another Nerdy on social media?
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/notpodcast1. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, @notpodcast1. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, YouTube, Clamor. The list goes on and on and on. Just search for Not Another Nerdy Podcast and accept no imitators.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
So what's been going on in your week, Mr. Derek Mitris?
As of today, I've worked 76 hours since last Sunday.
Well, it is President's Week. That's like your busiest week of the year, isn't it, for selling cars?
Yeah, I think I just sold, like, myself, I sold 10 cars in the last, like, 48 hours.
That's a lot of
ridiculous.
A lot of toy hunting going on soon.
Yep.
Did they lose people or what?
No, just really crazy. Wow. I don't know why. I can't explain it.
I mean, I kept getting letters in the mail all week from them.
Oh, you should have came and got your gift card at least.
What, $5?
$10 Target gift card.
Oh, it was 10? Okay. I thought it said 5. That's but
2.5 Batman blind bags.
I'm all done. That's my big news of the week.
What's your big news?
We're not.
I have my Eraser Man.
You got your full set?
Yep, full set.
You bastard. I'm only missing
one. It's Eraser,
one.
Not Eraser Man.
It's the first one I've ever seen.
Wow.
I'll tell you how I got them later.
All right. How about you, Iron Mike? What have you been up to?
Well, like 76 hours, Derek. That sounds like an easy week for me, you know? The weather's been nice, you know, working outside over here on the farm. Had to bury a dead horse last weekend. Made a couple gallons of maple syrup.
You can't sell the horse meat to someone in Canada?
Yeah, but what is it, like 36 cents a pound? It's not even worth it to ship it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Would you pay that?
I don't know. I haven't had horse, I don't think. I can't remember if I ever did or not.
That you know of. Ever been to IKEA? Had the meatballs there?
No, but I've been to Canada a lot of times.
Well, yeah, you've probably had horse then.
Right now.
I don't think they sell Swedish meatballs at the strip clubs in Montreal, J-Money.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've been trying to finish Fire Emblem on 3DS here, the Conquest version, but it's too hard for me.
That's what she said.
Did you do the other one?
Well, you mean Birthright?
Yeah.
Maybe I should have played that one first. That's what she said, that she played the other one.
No, that it was too hard for you, buddy.
I know.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for filling in for Jay Money a few weeks ago. Derek and I really appreciate it, even if he doesn't.
He would do the same thing for me, you know? He always has nothing but nice things to say about me.
It's true. He's your biggest fan. I was just saying that to Derek the other day in our group chat. I'm like, you know, Money really admires Iron Mike. It's really a special kind of relationship those two have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He looks up to you.
We should really have them on together sometime. And so here we are.
Oh, awkward.
It's like having two ex-girlfriends at the same time in the same room.
Does that mean we might have a threesome? I mean, we are all here together.
Only if Jason Mewes is here.
Jay always.
And only if there's anal involved.
Oh, God.
It's the only way I'd be involved.
Makes me mixed drinks, though, so I can't complain.
No, now that I know that what we found out earlier, I'm not mad at Iron Mike anymore.
Yes. That's
what we found out earlier. Yep.
Before we got on the air here at Not Headquarters.
Yes, there's new information that we cannot share live on air, but Iron Mike has been cleared. He is not, I know for a fact, he is not Tom's Watto statue.
That'll be on the extended cut of episode 11.
That's right.
Even though someone said 100% it's Iron Mike, what, two episodes ago? Will you play back that tape?
Yeah, I think I might have that clip, Mike. Let me play that for you.
Some controversy.
Well, good. Then I have to ask you this question because it's been bothering me. You heard Iron Mike deny, deny, and deny.
Yeah.
Don't you think he's Tom's Watto statue?
100%. I've said that since the beginning.
Thank you. Then there he is saying it for all to hear that you are 100% Tom's Watto statue.
And a weirdo.
And a weirdo, yeah. I got that clip too. Let me play that for you too. Hold on.
It's Iron Mike. Have you ever met the guy? He's weird. He's a strange dude, okay?
No, see, he's a big admirer. Big admirer.
Well, that part's true. That part, I am strange.
Hey, Mike's going to be one of three friends I have on the Nintendo Switch, so.
Are you sure he's going to be your friend? I don't know.
Well, that's a good point. He'll block me.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to, you know. Who else am I going to have as a friend?
He'll delete me.
By default, delete.
Delete.
I got my Nintendo user ID.
You know, I mean, I understand the Switch is out tomorrow, but why don't you give us a quick preview of, because you actually got to play it ahead of time. How'd that happen? Tell us about that.
Well, I know someone who works for Nintendo.
Okay.
Can I say, Derek, can I say who it is?
I wouldn't.
No. Well, we got to play it early, and the game we got to play was a 1-2 switch.
So did you get to milk some virtual cows?
Well, yeah.
Because you know that's all we care about here at Not Nation, right? That's all the knotheads want to hear about is the cow milking.
I got to play the milk game, yes, and I was not very good at it at all. It's all about the technique, like squeezing and pulling at the same time, you know, and get that milk to squirt out.
That's what she said.
But
a lot of people are really mad that it's not as realistic as it should be.
Yeah, let's not make jokes about this, you know.
This is serious business, this milking.
You got to hold that Joy-Con like it's an udder, like hold like it tight.
Like it's a teat?
Squeeze and pull.
Actually, Mike, do you call an elephant's udder a teat? Is it a teat?
An elephant's udder, yes, is a teat. Yes.
You don't know that. You don't have elephants on the farm.
Did I say elephants? I meant cows, sorry.
A cow's teat is called an udder.
Okay.
I do not have any cows, but I saw it on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood once.
All right, so go ahead. Tell us about it. Yes, he's dead.
Fred Rogers is dead, yes. Okay. But I sucked at that game. Old Greg over there, Derek, you know old Greg.
Peg
leg Greg.
OG Greg.
Man, he's just yanking on that thing, squirting milk all over the place, going all over the screen and everything.
Greg, how are you going to get him fired?
I just couldn't do it.
No, it's not. Greg doesn't work for Nintendo.
Greg was also there at the...
there was three of you?
In a stolen... Where was four of us?
Four of you? But you only had two Joy-Cons?
Yeah, there was four of us hanging out. There was four Joy-Cons, but the game's only two players, so...
That one is, right?
That one is.
Did you play the one with the balls inside the controller?
Yes, that was the best one, I think.
Can you feel how many balls are in it?
Yeah, so like, yeah, look, imagine the Joy-Con is like, all right, let's not make jokes about this.
Listen to
you
me.
Know?
Hold on. Stop for a second. Stop for a second.
Serious business.
Stop.
Tom likes throwing the balls.
Stop. The thing is serious. Hold on.
That's
hear
the number
me out.
Two game I can't
hear
wait
me
to
out.
Play.
Hear
I
me out. Hear me
balls
out.
Inside the Joy-Con.
Hear me
yeah,
out.
Yeah, so you
hear me
imagine
out.
The Joy-Con's like
Stop. So the thing is called a Joy-Con. You're talking about tugging and squeezing. Then you're talking about the
four
balls.
Guys in the room.
There's guys in the room. What the hell is going on over there? What kind of a party were you having?
There were some drinks going on and, you know, probably some people might have been doing drugs. I don't know. We might have to delete that part.
Delete.
If you were out in Oregon, you'd be doing drugs.
If it might have been in Oregon, I can't tell you where it was.
Oh, that's right.
Disclose the location.
Magic.
But yeah,
back to the balls inside the controller.
All right, so
talk about the balls.
Yeah,
it's called HD Rumble, right?
HD Rumble was cool. That was like one of the highlights of the game. I think you hold the Joy-Con, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna make a joke there?
No, I'll let that one go.
Imagine the Joy-Con's like a hollow wooden box, and you like tilt it, and there's metal balls inside of it rolling around. And one of the games is you have to count how many balls are in there and pick the number before the other person does. And if you get it right, you win. So, but you can actually feel like the balls rolling from like one side to the other.
You can feel the balls.
You can feel the balls inside.
I've never heard of anyone putting the balls inside. Usually it's just the shaft.
Oh, no. That's where the fun is.
Oh, yeah. The show
and
is...
And you got to count one, two, three, four balls even, you know?
The show is very gay Iceman approved.
I don't get it. What's funny about this?
Snagglepuss is very proud of this episode.
I don't know.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Heavens to Megatroid, Mike. I like counting the balls, even.
We finally got a Snagglepuss pop figure.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I saw that. I want that.
Dude, I'm telling you, our show is going to make that be like the most popular pop ever made.
Hey, when I was watching John Wick 1, they popped up a little thing on the Sci-Fi Network about that.
Well, the Sci-Fi Network's a little late on that news.
Yeah, when I was watching John Wick 1, I was watching on Sci-Fi. I know, but... They had little facts, like when you come back from commercial and things like that. And that was one of the facts they threw up.
Well, they're a little
it was
late.
Exact quote of Farmer Mike.
You mean Derek. Derek's the one who dropped that news.
No, it was Mike.
No, it wasn't.
No, that was me.
Do you even listen to our show?
He didn't listen to that one, remember?
Oh, that's right. He wasn't on that episode.
Because Mike was on.
Yeah.
No, I listened to it in time.
we sound alike. So anyway, 1-2 Switch.
Yes, finish up.
It's got like 20 games on it, and there's a good variety. Like, one person was good at one game, and I was really good at that ball rolling one. And there's another one. They haven't mentioned this one on any of the review sites yet, but this will be the first place anyone will hear about this. There was a treasure chest. The treasure chest mini game where you're holding a treasure chest in your hand and you got to unravel a chain that it's wrapped in. And the person that unravels it the quickest wins. And when it opens up, guess what's in that treasure chest?
More balls for you.
More balls.
Treasure.
Amiibos.
It was treasure. Gold. I was really good at that one.
I want the gold.
But they had baseball, old John Martin. I mean, there's probably 8,000 John Martins in the America. Correct. Old John Martin, Greg threw him a fastball. Boom. Hit it on the first try. Baseball. Oh, and then there was the gun-toting game where the announcer goes, ready, set, fire. And you, like, pull the gun up and try to shoot your opponent before he shoots you.
That one looks fun.
That one is fun. And then after, so you don't look at the screen at all for that game. You, like, look each other in the eye. And it's really unnerving. And then when the guy goes, fire, you pull it up. And then afterwards, it shows you the replay of like how fast fast you brought the gun up and whether you had good aim or not. So that one's pretty good.
How's the samurai where you each touch your swords to each other?
Ooh, the samurai was tough. Yeah, one person swings a sword and the other one has to like clap their hands together to grab it. So we had some pretty good volleys going on with that one.
What if you cross?
You can't cross them, right?
Well, I think one person has a sword and the other person has to
block it,
catch the sword between their hands.
Oh, okay.
Keep the other guy from killing them.
But you can't shake it more than twice, though, right?
You have one shot at it to catch that sword.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can't wait. Does it seem like it's worth $50?
It should have been bundled with the system. Like it's kind of like the Wii Sports game where I mean, it's fun if you have like some friends to play it with. But you're not going to play it at home by yourself, and you're not going to get a lot of use out of it. You're probably going to play it like a few times here and there at a party. But
yeah, that's exactly what I figured.
It's like, I don't know, do you play Wii Sports a lot?
All the time when it first came out, like crazy.
But this one you can't play by yourself and get like high scores. It's like a multiplayer game. You got to have like 2, 3, 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
Or otherwise, it wouldn't be fun.
And yeah, what if you don't have any friends?
I'll be your friend. Derek, I'll be your friend.
All right.
He'll let you play with the baby
game. Did you see the baby game?
No.
So you hold the Switch itself with it's the screen. And there's a little baby face on the screen, and it's crying. You got to, like, rock it and get it to stop crying and then try to put it to sleep slowly. And then you kiss it maybe on the screen a little bit if you want. Kiss the baby.
You rock. The thing is, cameras rock all it. Over it, right?
And you put it – no cameras on it.
Doesn't the Joy-Cons have a camera?
The Joy-Con has an infrared camera. And there was one game like an eating game. It was like an eating competition, and you got to like chomp your mouth in front of the sensor there to like eat a sandwich.
Oh my God.
That was kind of fun. But there's a huge variety of
how
game.
Pornographic is this going to get? Like, you know, like give virtual blowjobs and shit eventually? Is that going to be a game they release for this thing?
Probably only in Japan.
That'll be the modded version.
Yeah, it'll be the modded version.
It has sensors that detect what your mouth is doing. I've heard it all.
Yep. So this game just shows you what all the little sensors and bells and whistles of those Joy-Cons do.
Just for the record, Derek would do very well with a virtual blowjob giving game. Very well.
Oh, all right.
Or so I've heard.
I'll suck your cock for $1,000.
I don't get that joke.
I'm sure you don't.
All right.
So basically, Mike, this game is probably the only game that'll be released that uses half of that stuff.
Exactly.
if the past three consoles from Nintendo have taught us anything.
Right. I mean, there'll probably be a 1-2 Switch Part 2 in a couple years, but...
A 1-2-3 Switch?
You heard it here first, folks.
And will one of the mini games in that be like a porn fluffer? Like you sit there fluffing guys to keep them hard in between takes?
Yeah, it's exactly the same as the milking game, but yeah.
Except you're milking something else.
What are you milking? An elephant udder this time?
An elephant trunk, yes.
Woohoo!
As Akito would say, yeah. That's exactly right.
Derek, make your elephant sound.
I don't think I've ever made that sound in my life.
I like that it didn't take like to the end of the show for the show to fall off the rails this week. It right out the gate started to fall off the rails. I'm happy to see
before
that.
I even started recording.
That's right.
Sorry, man.
Things
Sorry.
Got crazy.
Usually 3/4 into it, we lose it.
Yeah, then it gets interesting, but it was interesting.
That's when
right
I get hungry.
Yeah, that's when you start making omelets while you're podcasting.
That's the 1-2 switch right there. But the system itself was pretty solid. We had a Wii U controller to compare it to, the Wii U gamepad, and it's way smaller than that thing. Same size screen, but the whole thing is smaller, and it's crazy because the whole system is that that's what is it even called? The tablet, I guess, a tablet controller.
Well, that's awesome, Mike. Thanks for being on the show. We'll see you next time we need a guest star. Bye. All right, guys, we're going to talk about the Logan trailer now?
All right, enough. So thank you, Mike, for that special report of the 1-2 Switch, the Nintendo Switch. So do you think it's worth buying? I mean, you already pre-ordered one anyway, so you're stuck with it. But would you recommend it, having played it, would you recommend it to the knotheads out there? Should they sign up for one? Should they get one?
Let me tell you, Zelda is going to be amazing, and you're going to be playing that until 1-2-3 Switch comes out.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for that special report, Iron Mike.
No problem, sir. Anytime.
You going to stick with us for the remainder of the episode, or you want to bounce? I know you got to get up early.
I could stick around.
All right, cool. All right, Derek, anything you want to bring to the table for us to discuss this week on episode number 11 of Not Another Nerdy Podcast?
Can we talk about people dying now? Or?
Oh, you got to bring us down. Yeah,
it's
go
like
ahead.
Tom's weekly funeral segment.
No, this is unfortunate. This one's a big one. And that's what she said. But this one really...
No jokes during this whole thing.
This
no
one,
jokes.
This one
no
sucks.
Laughing.
This one really sucks. To quote him, you know, and it's an obvious joke, but I have to use it. Game over, man. Game over.
Game over, man. It's game over.
What?
We lost.
Who are you talking about?
We lost Bill Paxton.
I thought you were talking about that Judge Watner died.
No, he did too. But I was I was referring to Bill Paxton, star of Aliens and Weird Science and Twister and so many other iconic character roles.
Navy SEALs.
Yes. Yeah.
And, Tombstone.
Yep. And,
Edge of Tomorrow.
And he was even he had a little bit part in one of the seasons of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He played Agent Ward's mentor and did a hell of a job. So, yeah, it sucks, unfortunately. And in honor of Bill Paxton, I'm going to play a few memorable movie quotes from here's one from his movie Weird Science, where he played Wyatt's older brother Chet, who was kind of an asshole.
Boy, I wouldn't give a squirt of piss for your ass right now.
He got turned into a giant turd at the end.
He did a Jabba the Hutt turd. This is what he looked like.
It was kind of like a tough version of Jay Money in that movie.
Yeah. Is that how Jay Money treated you when you were younger?
You stewed, buttwad.
Yeah, right. That's how me and Jay Money treat the next door neighbor.
There you go.
Oh, I hate that kid. Oh, that little bastard. Remember that time we were playing Street Fighter 2 and he tried to take my... Mike, what was the joystick for Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo controller?
No, the joystick.
The Advantage. The SNES Advantage.
Yeah. Only I was allowed to use that because I bought it and it was like $100. And this little punk that lived next door to the den just waltzes into the den, starts trying to use my controller.
What the hell is going on around here?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
What a bum. Where does he live now?
I don't know.
I think he's still listening to Chickabee Messages Earth.
That's right.
We'll find that kid. And
well, anyway, who could forget Bill Paxton as the iconic character Hudson? He was Private Hudson in one of the Colonial Marines in the famous movie Aliens.
Whoopie fucking do.
He was an ultimate badass, as he would tell you himself.
Check it out. I am the ultimate badass.
Yes, I.
state of the badass art. You do not want to fuck with me.
Yep. That's the line that me and Iron Mike tell Jay Money and Dr. Bill when we go out clubbing. We're like, hey, Jay Money and Dr. Bill, don't worry. Me and Iron Mike and my team of ultimate badasses will protect you.
There you go.
He does say that all the time.
And his epic rant when he thought they were screwed, they were dead. Epic, epic rant.
Well, that's great. That's just fucking great, man. Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? We're some real pretty shit now, man.
You finished.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over. What the fuck are we going to do now? What are we going to do?
Yeah, he was awesome.
Can I give you my top five Bill Paxton movies?
Absolutely. I would love for you to do that.
I've been working on this all week.
All week? You just died a couple days. You died yesterday. Sorry to pull back the curtain and blow up your spot, but you haven't been working on this all week.
The Booze Hounds return.
When's this episode come out?
Oh, yeah, that's true. By the time this airs, it'll have been a week.
The day before the Switch comes out.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. No particular order because I couldn't figure it out exactly, but obviously, like you already said, Aliens.
You like that. You're going to love this.
Tombstone. True Lies.
You're going from 1 to 5 or 5 to 1?
No. Not
oh, I forgot he was in True Lies. That's
tough.
Right. He was the douchey guy in True Lies. That was awesome.
Yep. Predator 2. And I'm going to go Near Dark for my fifth one.
Near Dark?
I really like that movie.
You don't want to give him any love for Weird Science?
I don't like Weird Science that much.
You're dead meat, Pilgrim.
Wow. That's a classic 80s movie. You are crazy.
I think it was just before his time.
No, I watched it. I just didn't really do anything for me.
Yeah.
I'll put that behind Mighty Joe Young starring Bill Paxton.
Oh, smartmouth me, you wormy little shit.
How about Twister? You weren't a fan of Twister?
I've never seen Twister.
What?
I looked on the list, and I think that's the only Bill Paxton movie I've never seen.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, Derek, we're all on an express elevator to hell.
We're on express elevator to hell. Going down.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite lines from Aliens.
Let's face it, Tom. The vet gets them wet.
You're stewed, buttwad.
Come on, Iron Mike. Predator 2 with Bill Paxton holding the fucking samurai sword at the Predator.
Yeah, and then the other guy trying to catch the sword. Oh, wait, that's another thing.
How about when he told the Predator that he was his father right after he cut his hand off? Remember that? Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
I'm getting confused now.
I thought we said no jokes here.
Sorry. Rest in peace, Bill Paxton.
Ooh, hit me with your best shot.
You will be missed. He was only 61. He died complications of surgery. It's awful.
It's like 3 years older than Tom.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. Dick. Hey, Derek, how about a nice greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray?
How about a nice greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray?
Is that what he's making over there?
So, yeah, that's what he was making last week when he was making all that fucking noise. You like how I left all that in? I purposely didn't edit any of those extra sounds out because I wanted him to hear for himself exactly how annoying that was. And unfortunately, all the knotheads had to suffer through it too, but hopefully I made my point.
I didn't mind.
You didn't mind it?
I didn't mind it.
No?
It's entertaining.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind it as long as it doesn't happen every week. That would get old quick.
Just wait next week when I make a protein shake with my ninja.
Okay.
Is that a game on 1-2-Switch? You make a protein switch with a ninja?
Oh, yeah, that question's for me. Yes, you do.
Oh, Scarlett
Johansson. So one guy holds the shake and the other guy holds the protein and they just mix it up.
Scarlett Johansson's on stage at the Oscars right now. Hey, now.
Tom.
Yes, sir.
Bill Paxton was in First Terminator movie also.
Yes, he was. He,
what?
He, yeah, right in
the
beginning.
Remember that, Mike?
Yep.
He was one of the punks.
Oh, in the beginning when Arnold's naked?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is he the guy with the leather jacket?
No.
No, he's the one with the...
The blue spiky hair.
Right. But he has the distinction of being killed by a Terminator, an alien, and a Predator. How many actors can say that?
Wow.
That's pretty...
None, because they're all dead.
No, I mean... But, I mean, he's played characters who were killed by all of those iconic monsters or robots. So that's
And a gorilla and a asteroid and a submarine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wait, there's no asteroid in Apollo 13, right?
No.
I only saw the movie once. That movie sucked.
But you didn't see Twister. He was almost killed by a tornado in Twister. But he survived that.
Jesus.
It's a great movie. I recommend that movie, Derek.
Flying Cows.
What about Frailty?
Oh, that was a great movie, too.
Yeah, it was.
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that was classic. And
simple Plan with Billy Bob.
That's good stuff. Yeah, he was great, and he will be missed. And I guess Training Day will his TV show. I can't imagine they're going to try to continue that show without him. That would be a bad idea.
Oh, I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, he plays like the Denzel Washington bad cop character.
Damn, that was on one of my list of shows I wanted to watch, too.
Well, I mean, you can still watch it, but obviously going to be a very short season. Unless
are they going to fill him in with Paul Walker's little brother?
CGI his face. No, I heard actually they were going to have the CGI Graham Moff Tarkin take his place.
Oh, wow.
On that show. They had the budget.
What if they had actually Denzel Washington fill his role, but not like just play it off like nothing's different?
Like or Denzel puts on whiteface to finish.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
CG Denzel.
All right, well, enough jokes at Bill Paxton's expense. Sorry, Bill, and rest in peace, my friend.
Yeah, he ruled.
He did rule. Great character actor, very underrated actor, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have great range. He played two different kinds of characters. He was like a straight man or he was a wackadoo, like over-the-top nut job, but he did those two things very well, so.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my top five underrated actors of all time.
Jay Money, are you watching the Oscars right now?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Look at who's on stage and look at the dress she's wearing.
I'm watching.
My goodness. How do you do, Jennifer Aniston?
Who's on?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. All right.
And tell us about her dress, Tom, since you mentioned it.
I'm sure you can Google pictures of it. It's pretty. She's looking pretty
when you
good.
Get when you get the Switch, you can use the internet. Wait. Doesn't have an internet browser. Spoiler.
I don't know if I'm going to get the Switch.
You already signed up to it. I thought you already right reserved away. It.
I could cancel that reserve.
So why don't you just get it and sell it for like three times as much?
Maybe. Why, you want to buy it for three times as much?
I already got one.
Okay.
Got one reserved.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of the Oscars, I hope they reserve just a half an hour to do the death mem. Oh, here it is, in memoriam. There is going to be a ton of people to cover in this section.
Oh, perfect timing.
Yeah. It's going to take 20 minutes to get through them all, everyone that died in 2016.
Tom, after you asked Derek about his week, you never asked me about mine.
I'm sorry, Money. Tell me about
your week. Oh, we don't care because Iron Mike's on.
Oh, all right.
No, no, no.
Derek, be nice.
Tell me about
be
your
nice.
Week. I would ask Mike about his week, but I know he was busy on the farm making maple syrup, and that's about it. So.
Oh, shit. I want some maple syrup, dude. I got plenty of pancakes and waffles in the freezer for that shit.
$25 a quart.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Money. How was your week?
Well, at the beginning of the week, I was still in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. You made it home in one piece.
And S-Dog took his two kids, T-Dog and K-Dog, to see the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, you saw it again.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And then after we got out of the movie, we went to Walmart, and me and his son, T-Dog, went through a whole case of blind bags, and that's how I got Eraserman.
What do you mean you went through a whole case?
We felt the whole case up.
That's what she said. And
yeah, we sat down on the floor at the Walmart with the case, and we just sat there the entire case, and I felt the pencil Eraserman. I'm like, I got him!
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
And were people looking at you odd that you were sitting on the floor with a young boy feeling up bags?
No, they're all stone. They don't know what's going on out there.
Mm.
They're like walking into displays and stuff. They got no clue what's going on out there, dude.
Right.
They're just running from building to building to get out of the rain.
I wonder if they're going to do a nice special tribute for Carrie Fisher in this in memoriam.
Kenny Baker died?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
we talked about that on one of our episodes. Remember I said something and Tom goes, he's dead?
Yeah, we lost Kenny Baker and Carrie Fisher last year.
Jeez.
Yeah. Derek, I even knew that.
Yeah. So then with me and S-Dog went to this place called Top Golf.
Yeah, how was that? What was that?
You've heard of this before, right?
Yeah, I have. But don't assume that the listeners have.
I was going to explain it to you.
Go ahead.
Think Dave and Buster's, but way higher class. And instead of all the video games, they actually have outdoor driving ranges.
Really?
And it's like, it's really upscale. Like so you're inside, but you're shooting outside into the driving range. And all over this giant driving range, they have like targets. And like it's like a golf or a dartboard. So the more you hit into the middle of the target, the more of a score you get.
Huh.
And, you know, you get a full waitress, comes right to when you're shooting the balls and stuff like that. It was awesome. I thought it was so cool. I wish they'd put one around here, but they never will. Because the savages that live out here would tear the place apart.
Right.
Did you have to wash your own balls after you're done playing with them? Or?
Nope. They just come out automatically out of a machine. You wave the golf club in front of a sensor and the ball pops out. So that was fun. They had really awesome food. It was definitely not like Dave and Buster's food, that's for sure.
I don't mind Dave and Buster's worst food. Nah, it's pub food.
That food. I've eaten there 3 times. It's awful.
It's pub food. What do you expect?
No, it's way below pub food.
Hey, they finished the in memoriam with Carrie Fisher. She was the final person they showed.
May the force be with you.
What about Bill Paxton? He's got to wait another fucking year?
Yeah, probably they didn't have him in the montage because he just died 2 days ago.
So, that's WWE, bullshit. A guy dies and an hour later they got a tribute up to him. Right, Derek?
True.
Exactly.
Yeah.
True, true. I didn't see Alan Rickman in that in memoriam either.
I turned it on late. I didn't see it.
Maybe I missed him.
So anyway, so this Top Golf thing, Tom, it's like 4 levels also.
Okay.
Because it's like I said, it's huge. So you might be up on the top level, which is like the suite, which is what me and S-Dog had. It actually had a couch and everything to sit down while you weren't playing.
Right.
Check out the Facebook page. I put up about 6 or 7 pictures from it.
Cool.
It's not cheap, though. So if you live in an area and they have one and you're prepared to go, prepare to spend some dough. Yeah.
Well, we're
pay
glad,
by the hour.
We're glad that you made it back from Portland, Oregon, USA, Earth.
Earth.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Good pictures and video you put up there.
Thanks, Mike.
That was cool to see.
Yeah, you were very active on the Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and I was proud of that.
Thanks, Tom. It was a fun trip. I'll definitely I'm gonna make it out there again. I don't know if next year, but definitely in 2 years I will.
Well, I'll tell you real quick what I've been up to this past week before we.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Buying Legos on eBay to be shipped in giant boxes to your house.
Oh my God, you saw that? Who does that? I bought some minifigures and these idiots shipped.
It's a fucking minifigure. You put it in an envelope.
Put it in an envelope. That's what I was expecting. And they came in these big, like, boxes.
Flat rate my priority mailboxes.
You could put, like, friggin' shoes in. I mean, I'm... And my wife is like, what the fuck are you buying now? What are you having sent to the house? And I'm like, like, how do you be discreet about Lego minifigures when they're coming in something that, you know, you could hide your kid in? I'm like, what
that,
is...
That was probably my eBay auction because I would have done the same fucking thing.
Sent them in a huge box?
Yeah, if it was going to Tom's house.
Oh.
Was it one figure per box?
Yeah.
I would have went to the dealership and got a box that they shit the fucking tires in and put a Lego minifigure in that.
Get like a refrigerator box. The UPS guy has to like carry it up on like a hand cart.
Those big pallet boxes that the banana's coming.
Yeah, you have to use a pallet jack driving up Tom's driveway.
Derek, was it the box my tires came in for my Civic Si there?
Yeah, exactly.
The best part would be to leave the pallet on the driveway too. Tom's wife comes home, she can't park her car because there's a pallet in the middle of the driveway.
Oh man!
Oh, save me that pallet! I gotta burn it.
a pallet of Legos.
Thanks, guys. Derek, I'm glad you think that my potential divorce is funny.
I got a full basement here.
Yeah, Derek, I'll have to sleep on Funko Pops.
Did you tell those guys about my wheels and tires there?
No, I never told them that story.
Oh, okay.
What happened? <Tell it. laughs> Did you pre-order them and then not pick them up?
Well, I had a car that I got from Derek's.
The story. Okay.
A Honda Civic SI. It was parked out at the farm here. Now, Derek, where do I live? Out in the middle of nowhere, pretty much, would you say, right?
Absolutely.
Woke up one morning. Oh, wheels are gone. Someone stole the wheels right off my Civic. Thanks, Derek.
The best is they couldn't even leave it on milk crates. Like, you're on a fucking farm.
That was just, yeah, there I am, with my car sitting there in the dirt. Guess I'm not going anywhere for a while. Took a month to get that back on the road.
Bunch of savages in this town.
Bunch of savages
up there in Pittsfield, or wherever you animals live.
Pittsfield? That's not us.
More like Pittsfield.
Pittsfield. Longfellow, Massachusetts.
USA.
Earth.
The savages are here.
Well, anyways, so that happened this week. But also, I spent a good majority of the week catching up on a podcast that Mr. J Money turned me on to. And that, of course, is the Aussie and the Palm podcast.
And it's great, isn't it?
It is great. I listened all the way from episode 1 all the way through 12. I finally got caught up. So those guys are a lot of fun. I thoroughly enjoy their banter. They've got a great chemistry together.
You like Afghani Dave?
Afghani Dave, Nate's brother. Yeah, does the entertainment news every week. That's very entertaining. Russell runs a tight ship there. He's got some good segments, great humor. I love their little British sayings like crack on and good on.
Oh, I know, it's a riot.
And good shout. I like that stuff.
There's mates, everyone's a mate.
Yeah, I like it. So if people are looking for something different to listen to, and I'm sure they're looking for a bigger American audience, so all of you knotheads, support Aussie and the Palm. They are good guys, and I actually challenged them. They do a segment called the 90-Second Knockout, and I tweeted at them and told them I would be interested in going up against one of them in the 90-Second Knockout. So stay tuned. That may be coming in the near future. We may be doing a little cross-promotion.
You're going to have to get up at like 4 a.m. to do it.
Yeah, whatever. I'll do what I have to for the good of the people.
Yeah, I understand.
But, that will hopefully happen and get a little cross-promotion going on with our brothers across the pond. They're not part of the Nerd Podcast Mafia, but in my opinion, they should be. But I don't know if you'd consider them a nerdy podcast or not. I mean, they do talk a lot about a lot of the same nerdy shit that we talk about.
Yeah, they are big in the sports.
Yeah, so.
Especially cricket.
Cricket and, I think Nate, actually, the Aussie, he actually plays, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's actually in like a beer league or
a
something.
A league, yeah.
Say we cricket?
Yeah, they do cricket for the 1-2 or for the Nintendo Switch. Yep, it's on 1-2 Switch. That's one of the mini games.
That's one of the 28 mini games on there.
That's one of the downloadable content games.
But anyway, yeah, so they're really great. Check out Aussie and the Palm. Aussie. It's Aussie _ the Palm on Twitter, and follow them and like them on their Facebook page and give them a listen. They're a lot of fun. They're funny.
Like Ozzy Osbourne.
No, Aussie, like Australian. A-U-S-S-I-E.
Oh, like Foster's.
Like Foster's, Australian for beer. Yeah, exactly.
So it's Foster's and the Palm?
No, it's Aussie. And stop being a douche to these guys. They're nice guys. Don't be a douche.
Aussie and the Palm. I'm writing it down right now.
Palm is P-O-M, not palm, like your hand, like you would milk a cow with or anything. But
sorry,
like
are you saying Pam? P-A-M?
Palm, P-O-M.
P-O-M. Like a pom-pom.
Exactly.
P-O-M. Like Tom, but Palm.
Yeah, Tom with a P. That's right. You got it.
And you want us to follow, subscribe to their podcast. I'm just writing some notes down.
Yeah,
sorry,
like them on Facebook. Fun. Get that down. Write that down, too.
Facebook. Mike, when you finish writing that, could you take a picture of it and email to me?
Such a douche.
No.
Derek.
I can... I can mail it to you.
Make sure you mail it in a giant fucking box.
Shut up. Oh, Mike, I took your recommendation from a couple episodes ago, and I started watching The OA on Netflix.
Is that good?
Let me tell you something about that show. It's very fucking strange. And
wait, that was Mike's recommendation?
Yeah, Mike recommended it when he was on that last episode. And so
you
I
did?
Yes, and I respect his opinion, so I actually checked it out. It's on Netflix.
Oh, I don't remember him talking about that. I didn't know Mike had Netflix.
Do you listen to the episodes that we record?
Yeah.
Okay, because that was his recommendation at the end.
Oh, I don't remember.
He said I would like it. You don't remember we were talking about Herschel from Walking Dead is on it, and it's about his daughter. And I said, oh, his daughter Beth. We made the joke that Beth from Walking Dead was on this show. Never mind, Derek.
Remember? I remember that.
Just go back to sleep. Anyway, so
Derek, I don't have Netflix. I have to take a horse into town to see Netflix.
Well, you can't drive. You got no fucking car.
Right.
Well, anyway, I checked out OA with my wife, and I will say this. If you can make it through the first episode, it gets interesting. The first episode is very odd, and you don't know what the hell is going on. So if you can't get through it and give it a couple more episodes to start to click for you, then you're probably not going to like it. Because it didn't sell me on episode one, but by episode two, I was into it. I got into it. So
how many episodes?
I'm on episode three right now. We just finished watching.
How many episodes total?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Oh, okay.
There's like eight or ten episodes. Not that many.
Okay.
Oh, so
they're long.
Yeah, they are. And episode one was really long, like really long. And it was very odd. But like I said, if you can get through the first episode, it starts to make a little more sense once you understand her backstory. But you have to get through a lot of weirdness to get to her backstory. But it's interesting. There's one character.
It gets stranger as you.
Yeah, I imagine. There's one character in it named Steve who I wish would get hit by a fucking bus. I'm not a fan of Steve. The bully character, Mike.
Oh, yeah. He kind of redeems himself. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
I'll believe it. I'll believe it when I see it. Because I did not like that guy at all. I think he's a douche nozzle.
Yeah, I guess I think that's the point. Yeah. But there's a point to it.
I'll take your word for it. Now,
is there a basement involved yet?
Oh yeah, she's in the basement. Yeah.
Okay.
And that guy, the quote unquote doctor guy.
Yeah.
That's the same asshole from The Patriot, right? He was the bad British guy who Mel Gibson had to go up against.
Is that him? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Well, you're going to love this then because he plays an asshole in this show too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'll watch it.
Yeah. He's like the villain. So.
I don't know, Tom. Last time you told me to watch something, I tried watching Colony three fucking times and I'm still in episode two.
Yeah, no, you didn't get into Colony?
Dude, I like both those actors, like Carl Weathers and Josh Holloway. I don't know. I can't get into it.
It's a slow burn.
It's just fucking boring.
Well, then don't listen to me. I don't know what to tell you.
Watching it's Ash versus the Evil Dead and then fucking going to Colony.
Yeah, I know. That's two totally different paced shows. Yeah, absolutely. But I will tell you, I watched Blacklist Redemption, and I can recommend that to you.
Was that good?
That was excellent. Yeah.
I can't wait to watch
that. It was a little predictable, but it was the pilot. So, you know, you kind of expect that it's going to get better. I could have done without some of, like, Matthias Solomon. You remember his character, Solomon?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's in it. And there was a lot of references to how Tom Keene's character shot him. And they kept making jokes about it. And I'm like, okay, all right, this dead horse has been beat enough. Let's move on.
Yeah, but that's cool because both those guys hate each other.
Yeah, now they're forced to work together. I've kind of seen this before. You know what I mean? Like that thing is predictable. But I do like the fact that it's trying to be its own show. It's not trying to be The Blacklist. It's definitely
Cool.
It has a different feel to it, which I like. It's Blacklist in name only, so that's good because we don't need another Blacklist.
Taken starts this week too, so I want to check that out.
There you go. But yeah, so check out Blacklist Redemption. Give it a shot. It has potential. I think it'll be good. And Famke Johnson's nice to look at.
Blacklist.
Write that down. Redemption.
Redemption.
You got it.
There's a Taken TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know how I feel about that, but we'll see.
We talked about this, Jay Money. We were talking about upcoming TV shows a couple of episodes ago.
So do we have any nerd news worth mentioning this week, or is it all basically just what we've been doing and Mike's half-assed attempt at reviewing the Nintendo Switch? I mean, wonderful review of the Nintendo Switch.
I don't even know if I'm going to get that stupid thing.
Exactly. He's like, he didn't want to review it because he doesn't even know if he's going to get it. He's like, I wasn't that impressed by it.
Well, I really want to play Zelda, but I could just play it on my Wii U. It's the same game.
There you
go. It's just not in 1080p.
Right, it's 720p versus, I think, 900p for the Switch version.
Come on, they couldn't even bang out 1080p.
Honestly, I can't even tell the difference between 720 and 1080.
Then you haven't seen much 1080.
No, I guess not.
No, when you're stuck with a Wii U.
You could
or like
suck
a Wii Poo.
You could suck a Wii U.
I'm going to keep mine to sell the tablet in like 5 years. Right?
Yeah, I'll probably have an upgrade for it in 5 years. You just buy the tablet and use the same controllers. Aussie and the Palm.
Tom, we did get a new Logan TV spot.
Oh, yeah, and that's worth mentioning?
Yeah, because it's TV spot number 18.
Ugh.
And they spoiled that X-23 will have the claws in her feet, which everyone was wondering if they were going to do that for the movie or not. So they had to go and spoil that for us. I wish they didn't. I would have liked that to be a cool surprise when we go see it.
Well, now it can't be because you couldn't stop watching promos and trailers.
Yeah, I don't even watch trailers anymore.
Well, I'm sitting here watching TV and the trailer's on. What am I going to do? Pause it?
Yeah, look
and
away.
And then go back and then fast forward it through it?
Look away.
Right.
So any new nerd news other than the Logan trailer that we've already seen almost all of the same?
Well, what about all the news from Toy Fair?
Oh, yeah.
You did promise you were going to mention some of that, Derek.
I mean, I don't know if you want to go there or wait till next week or whatever you guys want to do.
No, you should go there because we did tease that last week. That's what we'll close out the show on. Give us some toy news, Derek.
Just a shit ton of good toys coming out. The 40th anniversary Star Wars Black Figure Series coming out. That was going to be awesome.
And how they're on actual cards.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in the boxes like the regular ones are. They're on actual reproduction of the original cards. So you have that card for a 6-inch figure. So I've been trying to figure out how big that's going to be.
It's going to be like a Marvel, old style Marvel Legend type thing.
I think it's going to be bigger than that.
Well, I just hope it's the blister, like the plastic piece on the card is, you know, it's not going to like fall off in 2 fucking weeks after you buy it.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a shit ton of good stuff coming out. A lot of new Marvel Legends, Mini Mates, fucking Transformers, Super 7, the company that does those new Master Universe series, is doing a whole different line of muscle men, like from the 80s. Remember those, Mike?
Oh, yeah. The little pink.
Yep. But so they're doing different series of those. They're doing a Robotech series of muscle men. They're doing Aliens, James Cameron Aliens series. He-Man. They look fucking awesome.
Anything new from the Loyal Subjects?
Yes. Fucking Thundercat Loyal Subjects, Tom.
Really?
Yep. Just like the fucking He-Man G.I. Joes. I'm all over those.
Oh, boy.
I'm all over those more than I am the Maddie Collector Thundercat, which I decided not to get.
The pink muscle man, guys. Is that what you're talking about there?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Do you have any of those?
Those little guys. I remember there was a little like wrestling ring that you could put in and have them fight.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, they came out with like red and blue ones.
I vaguely remember that. Yep.
I remember that.
I still have my Ultimate Muscle game for Nintendo GameCube.
Oh, yeah, based on the AKI wrestling game engine.
That's right.
Is that the No Mercy engine?
No Mercy, mm-hmm. WrestleMania 2000.
NWO, wow. WCW Revenge.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite, just best wrestling games ever made, and that's one of my favorite games that came out on the GameCube.
Dick Van Dyke's in it.
Yep.
He's a good wrestler.
Maybe we can have an Ultimate Muscle little tournament at WrestleMania coming up. My WrestleMania party in a few weeks at the house here.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're thinking.
You want to do recommendations?
I have some of my old figures still.
What's that, Jay?
I was going to see if Tom wanted to do recommendations
next. Yeah, we probably might as well. It wasn't a big news. This is 2 weeks in a row. It really wasn't a big nerd news week. I mean, I guess we can finally announce that The Batman has its director. Matt Reeves is going to be the director. First he was in, then he was out. Now he's back in. Apparently he's in to stay. He's definitely into it. He's doing it. So
I'm calling it now, Tom. This movie is never getting made.
Are you?
Yeah. And if it does, it's not going to have anyone that's attached to it now.
Yeah. Well, I know it's pretty. It seems like Ben Affleck doesn't even want to be involved anymore.
No. He'd probably rather do a Jay and Silent Bob part two.
Right.
The guy who did the Lego Batman movie is doing the Nightwing movie for DCEU.
Oh, yeah. So they're going to introduce Dick Grayson as Nightwing. We're never going to get to see him as Robin.
Correct. Nope.
That's just a big mistake.
Why? He's Nightwing in the comics now.
Yeah, but so we're never going to get an origin story with Robin. You know what it is, Derek? I don't like that the DCEU has established that these characters have been around for years. I kind of wanted to see them from the start. Like,
but how stupid would Robin look standing next to Cyborg and this Aquaman? He just looked like an idiot.
No, I get it. But
he's so out of place.
No, I understand that. But you wouldn't have him in those scenarios. You'd have him in the Batman movie.
Well, they're all going to be like in every movie, it seems like.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know they've already established from Batman v Superman that, you know, obviously Dick Grayson's no longer Robin and Jason Todd was Robin and obviously killed by the Joker because the stupid suit is hanging in the Batcave. So they've already established that that has happened, but I don't like it. Doesn't mean I have to like it just because they're doing it. And I don't like it.
I'm okay with the Nightwing movie.
I don't know.
It's probably the only thing I'm excited about, actually, because Nightwing is one of my favorite DC characters.
Hey, Miss Marvel's on stage at the Oscars right now.
Fuck that movie.
Here we go.
Don't even get me going.
Here we go.
She's looking pretty
good. I never
good.
Even saw that last Batman movie.
Which one?
The one you guys were just talking about.
You Batman never saw Batman vs. Superman?
No, I was listening to a podcast. They were saying how bad it was and not to go even go, bother go seeing it.
Really? Well,
the director's cut was better.
Was it?
You actually
watched the director's cut?
No, but S-Dog did, and he said it was better.
I watched the director's cut for the purposes of So Wizard, because we actually reviewed it. And
how long was that movie, Tom?
It was an extra half an hour with the director's cut. But
God.
It did answer some of the questions the theatrical cut gave you, but not enough to make it a better movie. I mean, the movie's just...
So it's a waste. Yeah.
As Joey DiCarlo would say, it's a mistake and nothing but trash.
So I should still not even watch it?
I mean, no, it's worth watching.
It's worth watching just so you can agree with us on how bad it is. But
I like Wonder Woman.
Actually, there's a really cool Batman scene in it where he beats the shit out of these thugs in a warehouse. That scene's actually worth the price of admission. But that's about it.
I like Batman.
Well, then you'd like that scene. You should watch it for that scene.
All right.
Ben Affleck isn't. He's not bad as Batman. He's actually a decent Batman, but... I thought
he was good, and I like Wonder Woman.
Well, Wonder Woman didn't do anything, but yeah, she was.
Yeah, good. Wonder Woman was. And I hate.
Don't that use Superman. That word, please.
Yeah, you can't say that, Derek.
Oh, sorry.
I have to edit that out. Say something else.
Wonder Woman was mentally challenged, and Superman was awful.
Yeah.
I hate everything. Yeah, that Superman is the worst. The absolute worst. That's why, and every time we talk about it, I say, I wish he would just stay dead.
Yeah, he's not coming.
Say he was a clone and the real Superman was like somewhere else, hidden.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Right?
That could be new 52 Superman because no one likes that Superman and he actually died in the comics.
Right.
And then Superman from Earth 2 is now the regular Superman in the DC comic universe.
Yeah, and recast him. Get rid of that idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't mind Henry Cavill.
And he should have a mullet.
Exactly.
So
John Byrne, Superman.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, boys. Well, how about some recommendations? Let's wrap up this episode. We're getting a little long in the tooth here. How about our guest, Iron Mike? What do you think? Oh, my God. Casey Affleck just won Best Actor. You got to be kidding me. Wow.
He beat out Spider-Man?
He beat out Andrew Garfield. He beat out Denzel Washington. How the hell did that happen? In case the knotheads are wondering, we've got the Oscars on in the background as we're recording, so this is all happening live here. What we are obviously by the time this airs, you all know you know who won what, but that's
well, The Rock's there.
Yeah, The Rock is there. He presented.
How did he get in the second row? He probably thought he was at the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony.
No, he was presenting for some Moana thing. He was presenting.
He did.
Yeah, or introduced. He introduced that Cavalier chick who sang in Moana. The girl who played Moana. Oh, Denzel looked pissed. Did you see Denzel right there, Money?
Oh, yeah.
He was angry.
Why didn't The Rock host this thing?
He should have.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, Casey Affleck's looking like Rick Grimes from Walking Dead these days.
He is.
But all right, so recommendations. Let's go with our guest, Mr. Iron Mike. How about a recommendation for the knotheads out there? What do you...
Let's see what I have in my notes here. Aussie and the Palm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I recommend... Take your Switch, sell it for 3 times the amount, like J Money said, because he knows the money, and play Zelda on your Wii U.
Okay.
Good night, and get some sleep.
Yes, go get some sleep, Mike.
Get some sleep, folks. What is it, 1 a.m.?
No.
Fuck yeah.
I'm still on West Coast time.
But yeah, thank you, Mike, for coming on. And oh, Ben Affleck's crying because his brother won an Oscar.
Thanks, Mike.
And J Money, I'll see you at WrestleMania.
Whoa!
Oh, boy. Is that a challenge?
I'm going to make him put his money where his mouth is.
Right. The ultimate challenge.
Are we going to both bring our Switches so we can play like 8 players?
That would be fun.
Yes. Bomberman, 8-player.
Nice. Uh-huh. I hate Bomberman.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, Bomberman sucks.
Never liked it.
All right, well, how about you, Derek Mitris? What do you want to recommend to those knotheads out there?
I'm going to recommend sleep, not working 80 hours a week. And take your vitamins, do your exercises, and say your prayers, right?
There you go.
That's about it.
Sounds good. Sounds reasonable. How about you, Money? What do you want to recommend to those kids?
John Wick 2. It was awesome. Go see it.
Yeah. I think it's funny that you've already gone to see it. 2 weeks ago, you didn't even know about the movie. and now you've seen the original, and you've gone... and seen the sequel before Derek and I. How did that happen?
Well, J Money, the biggest John Wick fan.
To tell you the truth, Tom, I started watching the first one, and as soon as his spoiler for a 4-year-old movie, they killed his little puppy, I said, oh, wait, I do remember this movie.
That was awful when they killed the puppy.
Yeah, I know. I had just forgotten about it because I think I only saw it once. But
and it was
I did remember it.
Theon Greyjoy who killed his puppy, that bastard.
Oh, fuck that guy.
From Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I recommend going to see this. I won't review it or give any spoilers or anything.
Hey, look, Leo DiCaprio won for Best Leading Actress.
No. They always have the winner from last year introduce the following year's, you goof.
I don't know. I usually don't watch this bullshit.
Yeah. I never watch this crap.
Well, anyway, so yeah, John Wick 2, that's a good one.
Yeah, and then I recommend Iron Mike will be interested in this. Iron Mike, they're starting to put Neo Geo games on Xbox Live.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, and the first two came out this week. Turf Metal Masters. Ooh. No, Turf Masters. You remember the golf game?
Yeah.
Which I like that one a lot, so I downloaded that. And then the original World Heroes.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is, you know, fighting game, Street Fighter. Yeah. So those two came out this week on Xbox Live. I downloaded them both.
How much are they?
They're $7.
Okay,
I mean it's a little pricey, but that's probably what the same price as they were on the Wii Virtual Channel, right?
Something like that. No Metal Slug though, huh?
Well, not yet. I mean, there's only two, so I don't know if every week they're going to do a couple, or I don't know how the release schedule is going to be. But it's just cool that they're on there.
Hmm.
I have like 2 Metal Slug games on my Xbox already.
And not on the Xbox One though, right?
Oh, I'm not sure if they're backwards compatible. I don't know.
Yeah, they were for the 360. They're not backwards compatible yet.
Oh, okay.
They would show up on my list because I had a couple of them as well. So, yeah, that's what we got. We got the first World Heroes and Turf Masters. I recommend those, and that's all I got.
Awesome. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I will recommend The Blacklist and Blacklist Redemption. Those are great. I will also recommend Colony, even though Derek panned it. I think it's good. And, yeah, check out this OA show that Mike recommended. It was weird, but it's getting interesting. So,
how do you spell that?
Blacklist?
You want to write it down? It's O.
No, the OA.
A. O. A.
O. A. Do we know what OA stands for yet, Tom?
No, I don't. My wife and I have been trying to figure that out. We've had guesses, but no, we have not figured that
other
out.
Other people's assholes?
I'm assuming it means on arrival, yeah, as in DOA, but I'm not 100% sure.
You want me to spoil it? No, it's not that.
No, I don't want you to spoil it. I'm watching the show. Yeah, spoil it for me. I'm watching the show. No, don't. I'll figure it out.
DOA beach volleyball?
There you go.
Yes.
All right, boys. Well, that's going to do it for us this week for episode 11 of Not Another Nerdy Podcast. On behalf of my magic and metal co-hosts, Emma Stone just won Best Actress, by the way, Mr. D-Rock, Derek Mitris.
Motherfuckers, let's dance.
And, of course, Farmer Mike, Mr. Iron Mike himself. Thanks for coming by.
It's time for bed.
All right, go to bed. Go make some maple syrup. And fuck the man who brings the money, Mr. J Money.
Derek, Tom, Iron Farmer Mike.
Well, you can't say I knew you'd come. It's the end of the episode.
Oh. No, I wanted you to say, I know there's magic within them.
Oh, yes, there
Sorry,
you go.
Sorry, I thought you...
Yeah, way to let me clue me in ahead of time.
Sorry, no.
That's okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, so after I say your name, just play the clip where he says, they are not on my deletion list.
Right, yes. You should have told me ahead of time that's what was going to happen. I don't know what's going on.
They are currently not on my deletion list because they do have magic within them.
You want to start the whole...
Gwen Stacy won Best Actress?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
And Spider-Man was almost won Best Actor, too.
That would have been ironic. And they used to date, those two.
They did?
Yeah. Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone were a couple during Amazing Spider-Man when they were filming. Probably why the movie was so awful.
Did you have a girlfriend when you were filming Spider-Man?
I did, but not out there.
Oh. Well, no, that's what I meant. Like, on set, like, out there.
No, I did not.
Kirsten Dunst, dated Kirsten Dunst for a week.
That's right. That's right.
Was that douchebag?
In fact, the first time I kissed her, I was upside down. That's where they got that idea for the movie.
With her giant hoodie on? That's with her camera in the hood?
Exactly. Your Patriots hoodie?
It was just an Adidas hoodie back then.
Did you pack her shit up in a giant box when you went out there?
I did. And then, you know, it was a giant box that one of my eBay sellers actually sent to my house.
You'd reuse it?
When I bought a matchbox. They sent
what would you do? Did you put it in as a carry-on, or did you ship it there like UPS?
or did you check it in? Did they put it on the conveyor belt?
All right, enough. All right, go to bed, everyone.
I'm not going to bed. I work till 12:30.
That's fine. I'm going to bed. I got to drive a fucking truck.
Seriously.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Tom.
Later.
Later.
Deleted.